You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
On the line, coming to us all from the capital itself, Bonnikki, Wellington. Diva Mahal is on the line. We're talking about her new track, South Coast, which is out wherever you have your tunes. Played to you. Good morning to you, Diva. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing beautiful. Thank you for asking.
Oh, of course. Of course. I wouldn't dare go without asking how you are. I feel like that's a very rude thing to do. Now, has Bonnikki been treating you well lately?
You know what? It has. The Whanganui Atara has been a beautiful place, except for the wind and the rain. But, you know, You can't win them all.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll be talking about the Bonnikki a little bit with the new track South Coast. But first things first, I want to touch on an interview you had on RNZ recently where you talked about a lot of songs that you've loved over the years. And one of the songs you chose was Stevie Wonder's Never Thought You'd Leave in Summer, which is a song I originally found through a Scott Walker cover. And I want to know, when did you discover that beautiful song?
Well, I never dreamed you'd leave in summer, maybe when I was a teenager.
Was Stevie a big part of was he pretty popular in the house you were growing up in?
Oh, most definitely. Stevie is like, I mean, if you're lucky, your household was filled with Stevie, you know. And I felt like my parents made sure that I had a healthy palate, you know, that I had a healthy
a music diet, so to speak.
A music from everywhere, but Stevie was definitely in the house. But when I heard that song, like the way his song breaks, the last time he says, "I never dreamed you'd leave in summer," and then the last refrain is, "Why didn't you stay?
Why didn't you stay?" Well, at the end of that song, he holds that note at the end of the thing. But I timed it, and it was about, 16 seconds or something? You know, that is a real lost art. Don't you think more artists should be doing that?
Well, you know, it's just, he's a vocalist. He's a musician. But, you know, real vocalists who use their voice, like people like Stevie and Mary and Aretha and Patty and all the like classics, they sing, you know. And so I would say that people are more focused on tone and inflection these days as opposed to like really just singing, you know. I would agree with you.
What do you think of the conspiracy theory that Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind?
I think that's a bit of mess. I think people are just not prepared to believe that his black greatness is as great as it is. They're trying to find a chink in his armor, and
I didn't think he's a man. That's a refreshing take on that conspiracy. I just think people have a weird idea about celebrities, man. They need to chill out on celebrities. Celebrities have a tough.
People need to find other things to do.
They really do. They really, really, really do. Now, you said in the RNZ mixtape that one of the reasons you really connect with Stevie Wonder is because he is a storyteller and that you come from a lineage of storytellers. How has that lineage affected your songwriting? Was it something that you had to actively, work towards imbuing with your music, or was it something that came pretty natural?
No, I feel like storytelling is something that comes natural to me. My dad is a real orator. He's like a real historian when it comes to music, when it comes to our fauna, when it comes to our history. And so he passed that along to me and to the rest of us, you know? So we all of his children are great storytellers, whether we tell them with like visual arts or music or, you know, just digitally, you know, graphics, whatever, we just poetry. We're all storytellers, and we learned that from his family line, and that goes way back. So storytelling for me has always felt really natural.
That's beautiful.
And my mother is a great storyteller too.
Nice. So there's no necessarily like accountants or business people in the family. It's a lot of artists. No offense to any accountants.
I think, well, my nephew just graduated with a degree in climate science. So there's some scientists. I have a cousin who's a doctor. But for the most part, like, we're all made our way in life as creatives. Like, my sister is a professor of hip-hop and poetry at UC Berkeley.
What?
And my other sister, she does, like, mindfulness and hip-hop teaching, and she runs her own nonprofit.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Incredible. That's so awesome. That's...
I have a brother who plays noise music.
Nice. You're covering all the spectrums on the genre. That's beautiful.
You know,
all the genres on the spectrum.
We're West Indian, you know. We don't, like, stick with, like, one type of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think this track... this track is South Coast that you just put out. It's so many things. I mean, maybe first and foremost, it's a song about love, sex, and being more vulnerable. And your love life had a brief moment in the public eye in 2020 when you were featured in the second season of the dating reality show, Dating Around. Now, did that experience have much of an impact in kind of lowering your barriers when it comes to love and being vulnerable, or did it have maybe the opposite effect?
Absolutely not. That was like my first time ever going on blind date, and of course you go on like 6 blind dates, so it's like mega blind dating. It was definitely more an experience of like how to be yourself when in a situation that's wildly unnatural. I mean, I suppose that was like the takeaway of the exercise, and it was funny. You know, some of those characters were really like, I don't know where they found some of those some of those characters, but it was interesting, and I'm glad I did it. You know, it was fun.
Well, I really like how you open up on the intro about wanting something a bit more concrete and wanting to and kind of letting your guard down, so to speak.
Yeah.
You want to be able to be vulnerable. Has that been a pretty, like, constant theme in, I guess, your dating world?
Yeah. I mean, I think people have a hard time with vulnerability, in my experience. You know, I never want to speak in absolutes, but as it occurs to me and in my life, like, people are really afraid of being seen. It's like never-ending cycle of wanting to be seen but terrified when you are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, as somebody who spent a lot of time being seen, I feel like I've, like, got a lot of miles in that space, so I'm less uncomfortable with that, you know? And sometimes that can be intimidating to be willing to be vulnerable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think women are really resilient in that space. I think we're kind of conditioned to be really resilient in that space. So, I find it difficult sometimes to have somebody meet me on that level and be willing to just, like, show me who they really are. I find that, like, usually dating people are trying to be their best self until they run out of energy or gas and they no longer can be that best self, and then it kind of just falls apart.
Exactly. A bit of a facade.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of just like walking in with warts and all, like, this is who I really am. Do you like what you see, you know?
Yeah, I totally, for sure, I agree.
I just feel like that kind of confidence is so baller, just to be like, this is who I am, I like you, like, does this interest you, you know? And I'm not ashamed of who I am, you know, that's way more interesting to me.
Yeah, wear your heart on your sleeve, you know, go for gold.
Yeah, say what you feel.
And mean what you say. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I totally respect that, eh? There's quite a strong connection to water on the song. I mean, not only from the title being South Coast, but also the video is extremely watery. Do you have any particular favorite spots, bodies of water, in and around Pornicky, Wellington?
Well, I live on the South Coast.
Oh, so it's very close to home.
I gotta tell you, it's pretty fantastic. I love living on the South Coast. I'm from Hawaii, so I grew up in the Pacific. I grew up in the ocean. I learned how to swim on my mom's, holding my mom's back, you know, when I was like two. The ocean has always been my grounding place where I center myself, and also where I garner a lot of strength and am really inspired. And so it just, when I'm really deep in the feelings, or if I have a lot going on in my mind, I just take it to the moana, and it always gives back. And so this song, it kind of like gave back.
It's a source of inspiration and healing, and it replenishes you and energizes you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
great. And then I incorporate the, like, the mythology and imagery, like subtle imagery of Mami Wata, who is like also known as Yemaya in Caribbean and Yoruba culture. She is the goddess of the water. And so, yeah, I brought in, like, I just wanted to embody and embrace my heritage, and I feel like very connected to that. You know, she's also a serpent goddess, so you'll see lots of snakes throughout the video.
I actually did a little bit of a deep dive on Mami Wata and found out about her, her kind of this, you know, obviously it's she's worshipped in different ways in different places, but there's kind of a common element of her visiting men and men being celibate for her, and her giving gifts of gold to men. Like, that is that's kind of the dream, right?
She's a boss bitch.
Yeah, and totally.
She's like the ultimate goddess, and she, I love how she's depicted too. She's like a real goddess woman. You know, she's not some sort of human like manifestation of what women are supposed to look like. She looks like a real goddess, full curves and full body, and she's just like so magnificent. So I wanted to invoke that energy and also just rep for my Caribbean heritage.
I'm not too sure what the timeline on her is, but a lot of the earliest depictions of certain deities, in particular with fertility, were like very curvy ladies.
Hey, shout out to the curvy ladies.
Shout out to the curly ladies for sure. And shout out to your project, which was coming out sometime this year. You've got something on the way for us. Can you spill any beans at all? Any beans? Can any beans be spilled?
Well, I can spill that the EP Future is coming out in October, and I can also spill that the next record off the track is coming out in July.
Awesome.
So watch this space.
Awesome, awesome. Are we talking early October? Because I have a birthday in October. That'd be awfully great if it coincided.
I can't display any more detail.
Okay, fair enough. Well, hopefully it's in Libra season. We'll hope for the 22nd or earlier.
Oh, you're a Libra?
I sure am.
Well, my ascending is Libra.
Ascending?
Yeah, my rising sign is Libra.
Oh, is that the same thing as sun? Oh, no, rising, no. Sorry. Rising, the sun, moon, rising. Right, the different thing.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your sun?
Capricorn.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's like the goatfish, so obviously water is like my vibe. It's earth sign, but water is definitely me.
That's awesome. Do you have any plans to visit the great metropolis of Otipoti, Dunedin in the year 2025?
I hopefully plan to take a whole national tour with the release of the EP, so hopefully that takes me down to Otipoti.
Well, hopefully it does. It'd be awesome to have you around, and I'd love to go see you live. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, man. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate your time and coming on the program to chat about the new track, Diva. I really appreciate it. Take care, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, people, that was Diva Mahal. We're talking about her new track, South Coast, which we're going to play for you very shortly. Then at 9:45, we'll have another edition of Clowning Around. You are indeed listening to the one and only Radio 1. Here is Diva Mahal with South Coast.
I often, like, hold myself back. So I don't always feel safe to, like, open up my feelings and be as loving as I am. And as I want to be, and feel as loved as I want to feel, and it's just, I keep thinking, that I like don't want to do that so much with you, that I just want to like be open.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.